Mr. Vice Chair, distinguished delegates, following comments from some of the delegations, as well as advanced questions submitted, and with regards to safeguarding labor rights, I would like to offer some further details on the statutory minimum wage introduced in Cyprus in 2023, in addition to what has been mentioned in the report. The EU directive on minimum wages has indeed been a milestone in protecting the low earners, not only in terms of a minimum pay, but also in terms of putting a framework in place for enhancing collective bargaining. In Cyprus, we have increased minimum wages from 940 to 1,000 euro in 1 year. In addition, wages in the hospitality industry have increased for 19 professions. Every employee, including third country nationals and asylum seekers who work full-time, receive this monthly wage with a few exceptions. The minimum wage decree establishes a 9-member committee consisting of social partners organizations and academics or experts on labor for the adjustment of the national minimum wage. As mentioned, the first adjustment took place in January 2024 with a further increase and will be repeated every 2 years. This is important as the committee will conduct necessary research taking into account the purchasing power of the minimum wage, trends in employment levels and unemployment rates, variation in economic growth and levels productivity, the variation and trends in wage levels and their distribution, the effects that any change in the minimum wage will have on employment levels, relative and absolute poverty indicators, the cost of living and the competitiveness of the economy. With regards to foreign workforce, in 2022, 15 years after the adoption of an integrated strategy for the employment of foreign workforce, the modernization and redefinition of the current policy was undertaken. The purpose of the new strategy is the effective management of temporary employment of non-EU nationals and the protection of the workers involved. The strategy protects labor rights as it ensures the equal treatment between non-EU, Cypriots, and EU nationals in terms and conditions of employment, compliance with the labor legislation framework and not dismissing workers due to redundancy in corresponding or similar posts, and finally, respecting the institution of tripartite cooperation and the Industrial Relations Code. I thank you for the floor, Mr. Vice Chair.
I thank you.